Well, how would robots change your workplace? One South Korean internet firm is finding out by designing an office that relies on robots for nearly everything, from delivering your morning coffee to, well, a number of other office tasks. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Brodsky, Assistant Professor of Management at the University of Texas at Austin. Thank you so much for joining us. How would automation change how we interact with our real flesh and blood coworkers?
Well, thanks for having me on. You know, my answer to that is it depends on how it's implemented. So, you know, would these robots be a perk where you get extra coffee and all these extra things you wouldn't have had? Or is it basically an excuse to force employees never to leave their desk whatsoever and sit by their computer and just constantly work? With the former being something really good and the latter just being really horrible, both for motivation but also performance overall.
All right. When you look at this scenario, what do you think? I mean, some people, are we ever going to have the water cooler chat?
I mean, you know, I think it depends on the organization. Lots of organizations are handling things differently. You know, many organizations are saying, you know, we've got remote, we've got hybrid work, work wherever is most effective for you. Other ones are saying, we need you to sit in your at your desk no matter what, even if you don't have work to do. So I think this could be a really great tool for other organizations. For some organizations, but for others, I think it could definitely be just kind of another way to force people to work for longer, even though it won't necessarily help productivity.
Right. Your coffee is delivered. Your lunch is delivered. Everything's delivered by a robot. I think it could be a real morale killer. Are people going to, do you think overall want to work like this, or will we have a choice?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to depend on the organization, but you know, the thing is, breaks and interacting with each other are a really good thing. So having that freedom to actually, you know, go walk down the hall for coffee or go to a cafe is really good for people's mental well-being and also their connection with coworkers, just running into people on the way. So I think, you know, these robots, if implemented the right way, can be really useful, but for many organizations that might try it out the wrong way, they might see it backfire.
You're right. And just to clarify, this particular scenario is not really about the robots doing the work, like coding or things like that. This is just being like your little office assistant.
Exactly, exactly. And the thing is, you know, for many of these tasks, people used to have to get up from their desk to do so. And that could actually be really beneficial because just moving around a little bit during the day can make our mind more active. Running to coworkers in the hallway can be great for innovation, sharing information. So, you know, if these robots stop people from ever leaving their desk, it could have downsides. But if it turns out people are still leaving for other reasons and this is just a little something extra, you know, that might have some benefits.
All right. I guess we will find out. That is Andrew Brodsky, Assistant Professor of Management at University of Texas at Austin.